Shalom Aleichem and Shavuot Tov. Mishnah Yomi picks up this week in Chapter 8 of Zevachim, Mishnah 8. Dam Tamimim, dam of unblemished, perfectly valid offerings that was mixed up, bedam, in the blood of Baalei Mumin, animals that had a mum, had a blemish that disqualifies them to be an offering. Yeshafech le'ama, all of the blood needs to be spilled out into the ama, that drainage channel that was draining the blood out of the temple. It cannot be applied to the Mizbeach. Now yesterday in Mishnah Zion, we saw there were a couple cases where Rabbi Eliezer said it was okay to apply mixed up blood b'dieved. If he had gone ahead and done it, it was all right. In this case, Rabbi Eliezer agrees we cannot do it at all, because this is not a rabbinical stringency, a gezeira. Yesterday the case was dam tamsit, the blood that oozes out after the animal is already good and dead, that should not be applied to the mizbeach. People might use that instead of the dam nefesh, the lifeblood that they should be using. Rabbi Eliezer allowed it after the fact, but here Rabbi Eliezer agrees, because this is a biblical prohibition to use dam from a bal mum. It is not fit to be a korban. Now the Mishnah turns to other interesting cases. Kos bekosot. This means a cup among cups. So the blood now is found in different kalim, different cups or bowls or receptacles that were used to catch the blood. So now we have perfectly good blood mixed with blood that should not be used at all. So we'll see this case is a little different than two different bloods getting mixed up in the same vessel, which is all the cases we've seen so far. So in this case, kos bekosot, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Eliezer says, karov kos echad. If they didn't realize, the Kohanim didn't know there was a problem here, and they already applied one vessel to the Mizbeach, they did the blood applications, the Zrika and the Shvicha correctly, then, after the fact, yigravu kola koso. We could go ahead and bring the remaining koso, the remaining vessels, as well. Now, we saw a similar situation in Mishnah Hay 2 days ago about avarim, about limbs from a cut-up offering. If some limbs that shouldn't go got mixed in, and then one set went up on the Mizbeach, for example, one head or one foreleg, then we could assume it came from the problematic animal and bring the rest, at least bring them two by two, so we know that at any given time we're bringing at least one kosher piece to the Mizbeach. Now this is a similar solution that Rabbi Eliezer offers. If one kos has gone up, we could assume that that was the problematic one and bring the rest two by two. The Chachamim Omrim, the other sages disagree, similar to the case of limbs in Mishnah Hay. They say, afilu karvu kulam, even if all of the vessels of blood have been applied to the altar, chutz, except me'echad mehen, for one of this mixture, yishafech la'ama. We do need to pour them all the remainder out. We cannot assume that the problematic one has already been offered and that the rest are kosher. Let's go on to Mishnah Tet. Hanitanin lamata, those that are given below. This refers to blood that's supposed to be applied under that red line that marks the halfway point up the Mizbeach, that chuta sikra. Now, most korbanot, the blood was applied below that line, like the Ola and the Asha, Mashlamim, and a Pesach. So most korbanot do go below that line, but here, shenit arvu b'nitanin lamala. The blood that should have gone below the line from an Ola, for instance, was mixed up with blood that goes above the line. That was the Hatat. We learned in Chapter 5 that the blood of the Hatat is applied to all four corners that are on the top of the Mizbeach. So that's above the Chuta Sikra, that red dividing line halfway up. So where would we apply such blood? Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, he has a solution. Yiten Lamala. They could apply the blood on the top half, meaning we would pretend this blood is from a chatat and apply it to all four corners of the Mizbeach above the line. V'roa ani, and we're going to view this at the tachtonim, that the lower blood, lamala, kilu hen mayim, that the blood that was from the offerings that go under the red line, that go on the bottom half, when they're up there, we'll treat them as if they're water. V'yachzor, then we'll go back, v'yitin lamata, we'll apply more of the blood to the bottom half of the Mizbeach. So the application done on the corners, on the top half, so we know that there's some Hatat blood that goes above, and there's some Ola blood or something else that goes below, but we'll pretend that that blood is water, and that only the Hatat blood is going above, and then we'll take the rest of the kos or the bowl, and we'll apply it below. V'chachamim Omrim, this other sages disagree with Rabbi Eliezer, they say, yishafchu lemayim, pour all of the blood out into the drainage channel because we don't know where to put this blood and we need to know exactly where it goes. V'imlo nimloch, but if a Kohen went ahead without asking, without knowing the situation and the mix-up, and he went ahead and applied the blood on the four corners above the red line as if it was a chatat, he didn't know there was ola blood mixed in, v'natan, he went ahead and applied it, kosher. We would say it's kosher that yes, he should take Rabbi Eliezer's advice, bidyevit, after the fact. He already did the top applications. He should go back and take the rest of the blood and apply to the bottom half of the Mizbeach. And this wouldn't be a problem for the Chatat because, as we learned in Chapter 5, Mishnah 3, that the remainder of the blood from the Chatat after the application of the four corners does get applied to the base of the Mizbeach. So if it was Chatat blood, we're okay. And if it's Ola blood or something else, now we're going back and applying to the bottom half of the Mizbeach, and it would be kosher after the fact. Yashar Kochach. Have a great week.